shadow was moving over the plum orchards beyond the palace wall. Mackay looked up, expecting to see an airship, but the skies were clear. The shadow kept growing, spreading like a stain, speeding toward them. The trees it touched toppled, their branches turning black, then vanishing, leaving nothing behind but gray earth and a curl of smoke.
"What is this?" Yue gasped.
"Hakini!" the queen screamed. "Hakini, get down from the tree! Come away from there right now!"
"I'm picking plums," the girl shouted, laughing.
"I said right now!"
Hakini couldn't see beyond the walls, this black tide of death that came on without a sound.
"Guards!" the queen yelled. "Help her!"
But it was too late. The shadow slid over the palace wall, turning the golden bricks black and descending over the plum tree. It was as if a dark veil descended over Hakini and the gardener's boy, silencing their laughter.
"No,"
Mackay cried.
"My queen," said Yue Wei urgently. "You must come away."
But the blight had stopped, right on the edge of the fountain, clear as the mark of high tide on the sand. All it had touched lay gray and wasted. All that lay beyond was lush and green and full of life.
"Hakini,"
the queen whispered on a sob. Only the wind answered, blowing in off the orchard, scattering the last faint tendrils of shadow. Nothing remained but the sweet smell of flowers. Happy and unknowing, their faces turned to the sun.